Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wessex Safety Hour call hosted by Bradley Smith. My name is Tina and I'm your event manager. During the presentation, your lines will remain on listen only. If you do require assistance, please key star zero on your telephone and an operator will assist. Please be advised this conference is being recorded, and now I'd like to hand over to Bradley. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Bradley Smith. Some of you may have heard of me already. I'm the Scheme Project Manager working in the safety team, and this week I'll be hosting the Safety Hour. So if we just want to kick it off with the incident that we had last week, we had two incidents which resulted in three members of staff being injured. First one was wasps stung two individuals. And the second one was a member of staff using a lid lifter and a shard of fiberglass went through and penetrated through his glove and impaled his skin. So those were the two incidents we had last week. Close calls raised. We had 35 raised last week. The target is 58. So we are on the target on the close calls raised. So if I can ask you all please to have a look around and see if there is any risks to our environment. We are closing out. The percentage of close calls in the, closed in 90 days is 91%. So when they are being raised, we are working our hardest to close them out as soon as possible. So before I move on to this week's topic, I'd just like to mention that the safety workshops have been decided, and we have four this year. The dates are, this is just mentioning it, there'll be a key communications through posters and by other means for people who are going to book themselves on it. There's a 13th of September, that's at Woking, the 27th of September, that's at Bournemouth, the 11th of October, that's at Southampton, and the 5th of November, that's at Guildford. I say again, there will be further communications and posters of how to book a session on them. So this week I'd like to talk about first aid. Now before I go into it, I'd just like to say that this by no means is a competency. When after you listen to a safety hour, please don't think you're a fully qualified first aider. This has just been advice in an emergency situation. We have had in the past where our responsible first aider has actually gone down himself. So in a scenario like that, we'd all like to think that we all have a basic understanding of first aid and are able to do what's necessary. So going through that, first aid. Like everything, it is put into an acronym. So the acronym is Dr. ABC. And for those of you who are doing advanced first aid, there is actually a D and an E added on top of that as well. Dr. ABC DE. So when we go through and break it down, the D is danger. Before you approach anybody who is injured, look for immediate danger around them. Think what caused the injury. If they were electrocuted and there's water on the floor, obviously don't go splashing around in the water. The worst thing you can do to help that person is become injured yourself, and then you're no good to anyone. So please look out for your own safety and look for the danger. Response. When you're approaching the injured party, you can ask for their response. You introduce themselves. Hello, my name is X, and I am a first aider. They are responsive by four different means. They can be alert, which means this is another acronym, AVPU, A-V-P-U. Alert means they are alert, wide awake. They can see you coming, they hear you coming, and they respond. They can be responsive by voice only. They can't see or hear you. Well, they can hear you, sorry. They're only alert to your voice. This is a state of semi-consciousness. P, pain. This is where we start to worry if the response level is they are only responsive to pain. They can't see or hear you, but they flinch when you, for example, rub your knuckles along the chest or pinch their earlobe to see if they're responsive to pain. And the last one is you, unresponsive. Unresponsive is where they don't respond to any of your actions. So that you measure the response level, and from that you can then do an assessment of how badly they're injured, a quick assessment. That's the doctor, danger of response. Going further into it, A, airways. You always want to check that the airways are clear. A blocked airway in seconds can leave somebody permanently disabled. So we want to clear that airway as soon as possible. Ways to check the airway to see if it's blocked by any residue or blood or claret that might have happened in the incident is a smell the good morning air position, which some of you may or may not be aware of. It's you can get the injured party into the position by sticking two fingers under their chin, lifting their chin upwards, thus creating the neck is fully extended and the airway should be open. Then you can open the mouth and looking into the mouth to see if there's any blockage. Now there's been every first aid, I don't know what the current teachings are. Some people teach you a pincer grip method, some people teach you a swipe method to clear the blockage or to roll them over. The different methods are, if you stick your fingers in their mouth and they bite down, you have now lost your fingers. So I'll advise to roll them over to the side, try and clear their airway by any means without sticking your fingers into the mouth and them having a seizure and you have no fingers left. So always be aware of that. Once you've checked the airway's clear, and it is clear, go into the breathing. A healthy adult should have 12 to 20 breaths per minute. The way we can measure this is if we stick our ear down to their nose and mouth area and listen. Also, whilst we're doing that, we can stick our hand on top of their chest and look for rises of the chest. A quick method of doing this is doing it for 15 seconds, and then obviously timesing that number by 4. If it's below 12 breaths per minute, we've got a problem and we need emergency response as soon as possible. If it's above 20 a minute, again, same. Keeping in mind that they've just had an accident and they may be seriously injured, so they might be hyperventilating and quite shocked and panicked. C is for circulation. This is where we can check the pulse. Checking the pulse, the one to go to is the radial artery, which is between your wrist and tendon, your wrist bone and your tendon. Place two fingers between the bone and the wrist. I'm sure you've all tried it before, but if you haven't, please grab a mate, try it out, try recording your own pulse, see what it is. Get familiar with where the pulse is, so in an emergency situation you know exactly where to go for, and you're not messing around trying to find a pulse. If they have no pulse, you can't find anything. This is when we start CPR. For those who are trained and are competent to do so, we go with 30 compressions and for every 2 breaths, for every life-saving breath. If you haven't been trained to do the life-saving breaths, we are looking at around 100 to 120 compressions per minute. Again, I can't show you how exactly to do CPR over a conference call, but I please advise you to go and seek out your designated first aider and ask. You never know when the situation may arise, even if it's in work or outside of work. Somebody goes down and you need to perform CPR. So it is a good life skill to have, work-related or not. Once you've gone through the breathing and recorded it, gone through the pulse and recorded it, this is vital information that you can pass on to the ambulance staff as soon as they arrive. It will be the first thing that they do themselves. So if you can pass on, as soon as I've found them that they're in this condition, it will help them a lot. Going further into it, disability. This is where you look for any further disability that may happen from the accident itself. So if it's had a serious trip or fall, or has come a distance and maybe broken bones, this is where we want to prevent further injury by keeping the neck stable, by putting your forearms along the side of the head so it doesn't wobble from side to side. Anything extra that we can go above and beyond, from measuring the breathing and the pulse to trying to prevent further injury to this person. Talking along that, we go into the E, environment. If it's raining and cold and that person sat there on the floor, they're obviously going to start getting cold. This is where we look around what's around us. If we're cold, they're cold. If we're hot, they're hot. So we try and manage their well-being as best as we can with the surrounding environments. I just want to repeat that this is by no means a lesson. It's more advice on an emergency situation. I wouldn't like an emergency situation to happen, and this is the only advice that you've been given. So please, I ask you to go seek out your first aid designated people in your relevant sections. Ask what first aid equipment we have. Ask where it is. Ask how to apply it. Ask how do I put somebody in the recovery position. It all these are skills that everybody needs to know. We can't just leave it up to one person, because like I said, if that one person himself becomes injured, then there's nobody there to help that person. So it's a responsibility that everyone should have, and at least have the basic training on. To that end, there is training provided on Connect on eBusiness. If you want to go more into it and you're keen to learn, there is an emergency first aid at work, which is a one-day course that teaches you what I've gone through here, but in more a lot more detail. Teaches you how to do the CPR, teaches you how to apply everything that's in the first aid kit, and then there's a four-day course. The full first aider, that goes into a lot of depth, and will deem you competent as a full first aider. On that, is there any questions that I'd like to pose to the group of listeners regarding anything that I've mentioned today?
Ladies and gentlemen, your question and answer session will now begin. If you wish to ask a question, please key star 1 on your telephone, record your name and press the hash key. If you decide to withdraw your question, key star 2. All questions will be answered in the order received, and you'll be advised when to ask your question. All other lines will remain on listen only, but just to remind you, to ask a question, please key star 1 on your telephone, record your name and press the hash key.
My advice, if you're never comfortable in a situation like this, never comfortable giving first aid, I think the minimum is, if safe to do so, remove the danger and raise the alarm. Try and get some help as quickly as possible, because in a situation like this, it's all about the speed of it, really. If you're uncomfortable, then try and get someone else to do it.
There are no questions at the moment.
Okay, well, everyone is pondering on the amazing questions they're about to ask after I finish my sentence. Just want to add it on to Adam's statement. Yeah, I completely agree. We've gone through what you yourself can do in an emergency situation, but of course, before we do anything, we dial 999 and ask for the ambulance. We see an injured party and it's a serious event. We are doing this while the professionals come and they're able to take over. We just want to help them with their job and make it for the injured party to help them as best as we can. And now I'll finish my sentence. I would like some amazing questions, people.
Just to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please do star one on your telephone, record your name and press the hash key.
And when you do dial 999, the operator on the other end will ask you questions about the situation. They will assess it as well. They will offer you advice over the phone. So they are there for you as well while help arrives.
We have our first question, and it comes from the line of
Christine Hay.
Please go ahead.
Hi Brad, it's Christina. I just wondered, is there going to be a try to increase the numbers of first aiders around the route, or have we got sufficient amounts now?
Yeah, thank you Christina. Yeah, so we are currently looking at all the first aiders that we have on our route and seeing if we do have the Via Maramen, it is a new project that's being rolled out, and we're currently looking at the kits that we are providing to see if we can update them or improve them by any means. So yeah, it is something we're looking at to see if we do have the right people and the right amount of people.
Thank you.
There are no further questions.
I'll give it another 30 seconds, a minute, and if there's no further questions, we'll bring it to an end. Right, okay, if there's no further questions.
No further questions.
Okay, thanks very much for listening, people. Same time next week. Please dial in. Please think of your questions. If you do think of any questions, please feel free to email me. And have an amazing day, people. Good afternoon.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That concludes your conference call for today. You may now disconnect. Thanks for joining. Have a very good day.